In our lives on this earth, you and I, we're prone to trusting things that we can see. It's only natural. We live in a physical world, so we trust in physical things. We know, for instance, that tonight the sun will set, and in the morning it'll rise again. We trust in relationships. We trust in our circumstances, good or bad. We trust in our pay packets, in our bank balances. And to a point, that's as it should be. To a point. Up until the point where we trust in those things above and beyond who God is and what He says He will do. At that point, you've started trusting your life into things that are not worthy of that level of trust. If you have a share portfolio that's worth a certain amount of money, hey, the market could plummet tomorrow. The same is true of every other physical thing on this earth. They can give way in an instant. And so often, we're caught out because we've placed our trust in the wrong things. That's why we need God's help, His intensely practical help, to get our hearts focused on the right things. Psalm 119, verses 37 to 40. Turn my eyes from looking at vanities. Give me life in your ways. Confirm to your servant your promise, which is for those who fear you. Turn away the disgrace that I dread, for your ordinances are good. See, I have longed for your precepts in your righteousness. Give me life. So here the psalmist is asking God to turn his eyes away from all those vanities, all those false idols in which we place our trust. What idols are you trusting in at the moment? In what vanities have you placed your trust? Father God, turn my eyes from looking at those vanities. And give me life in your ways. Literally, give me living energy to pursue the way marked out by you, O God. That's it. That's what I need. That's what you need. Living energy. Holy Spirit energy to head God's way, to trust God to lead us forward, rather than placing our hope in false idols. Friend, God's promises are true. Those false idols ultimately are going to lead you to disgrace. But God's promises will never fail. God, I've seen that your ways are good. I long for your ways. Lead me in them. Give me life. What a great prayer. What a powerful way to change your heart. Try as we might, we cannot change our own hearts for ourselves. But God's living energy, the power of His Word, the power of His Spirit, that's where we get a change of heart. That's where we get a change of focus. God doesn't want you to continue trusting in idols, dreading the disgrace that they will ultimately bring. He wants to shift your focus, transform your heart with His living energy. Because when we walk in God's ways, then all of a sudden we discover what freedom really is. That's God's word, fresh for you today.